السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، مے دا پیس اینڈ بلیسنگز آف اللہ بی اپون یو. ٹوڈے وی ول ڈسکس دا بیسکس آف اسلام اینڈ آلسو لک ایٹ ڈفرنٹ اسٹیجز اینڈ لیولز آف فیتھ. As I already shared, that the topic for today is very basic, very simple. We're discussing the fundamentals or the basics of Islam, basics in the religion of Islam. But I will be presenting before you a hadith, a saying, or a narration from the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to elaborate further that what are the fundamentals of our religion. What are the basics that to be a Muslim, what does Allah require from us? So this title that we take, that is the title of being a Muslim, what does it entail and what does it mean? This is taken from the book of hadith called Mishkat, and it has been quoted in, you know, many other hadith books as well. It is narrated by Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar was the second Khalifa of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very well known and a very important personality in the history of Islam. So the hadith it is narrated in the hadith that the Hazrat Umar, he says that one day when we were with God's messenger, meaning the Holy Prophet peace be upon him, one day when we were with God's messenger, a man with very white clothing and very black hair came up to us. No mark of travel was visible on him, and none of us recognized him. Sitting down beside the Prophet, leaning his knees against his, and placing his hands on his thighs, he said, "Tell me, Muhammad, about Islam." He replied, "Islam means that you should testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is God's messenger, that you should observe the prayer, pay the zakat, that is charity, fast during the Ramadan, and make the pilgrimage to the house if you have the means to go." He said, the angel said, "You have spoken the truth." We were surprised at his questioning him and then declaring that he spoke the truth. He said, "Now tell me about Iman," that is faith, translated as faith. The Holy Prophet replied, "It means that you should believe in God, His angels, His books, His apostles," that is the messengers of Allah, prophets of Allah, "His apostles, and the last day, day of judgment, and that you should believe in the decreeing both of good and evil," remarking that he had spoken the truth, he then said, "Now tell me about doing good, about doing ihsan." He replied, the Prophet, "It means that you should worship God as though you saw him, for he sees you though you do not see him." He said, "Now tell me about the hour." The hour refers to the day of judgment, the Qiyamah. So he said, "Now tell me about the hour." The Holy Prophet replied, "The one who is asked about it is no better informed than the one who is asking." Meaning that just I know as little as you know, the one who is questioning, he knows as little as the one who is being asked. Then the angel said, "Then tell me about its signs, about the signs of the day of judgment, about the sign, the last hours, about the last day." The Prophet replied that a maid servant should beget her mistress, or in other words, in beget a master is also written in some translations, and that you should see barefooted, naked, poor men and shepherds exalting themselves in buildings. Hazrat Umar, the one narrating this hadith, he says, Umar said, that he then went away, the traveler then went away, and after I had waited for a long time, the Prophet said to me, do you know who the questioner was? Umar, basically the Prophet is asking the companions, in particular Hazrat Umar. Now, he says, I replied, God and his messenger know best. He said, the Prophet said, he was Gabriel who came to teach you your religion. Now, this narration, it is a very long narration, and most of us have heard this. If not the entire narration, we have heard basic, you know, these basics being explained at different occasions, different points. And especially, you know, many of us are young Muslims here, people who have accepted Islam in recent years. One of the first things we learned is the pillars of Islam, right? And the first question that was asked to the Prophet by the angel, by Angel Gabriel, that what is Islam? The Prophet taught the five, or Prophet basically repeated the five pillars. Then the next thing is the articles of faith that we read in our scriptures, in our books. What are they? They were in the verse as well that I recited earlier. But then also in our all our books, the articles of faith are that you believe in God, you believe in, you know, the books of God, angels of God, prophets of God, and so on and so forth. And then he asks a few more questions after that. But then most of these questions, as I said, we've repeated them. We've discussed them at various occasions, and most of us know what they are. But now I just wanted to take them one step further and explain them a bit more so that we have an understanding that what is it that our religion demands from us? What is it meant to be called a Muslim, to be called a believer? And what is the expectations that God has from us, right? So these are the fundamentals. And this hadith, as simple as it may look, because we have learned these things very early in our years, but then at the same time, they contain the foundation and at the same time, the very higher levels of faith in them. That is right in this hadith, that what is required to be a good Muslim, to be a good believer. So inshallah, we will get into that. Now, first, let's just take a look at the first question that the angel asked. So another thing to understand here is that Allah the Almighty sent the angel just so that some questions that perhaps the people might not be asking, but Allah wants to teach those things. So Allah sends angels. So those questions are asked in public and they become public knowledge, because Allah wants that information to be revealed, to be known to mankind, to the Muslims, to the people. So that is one of the very, you know, interesting part about this hadith. Now, the miraculous nature of it, you know, it has been discussed in the other times as well, and we can do it again another time. But today, I want to focus on what the answers were and what the question was and what do we learn from it. So let's look into the first part, the definition of Islam. So the angel asks that, what is Islam, or tell me Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Islam. And Prophet, peace be upon him, gives him the five pillars, what we call five pillars in Islam, that to be a true Muslim, one has to believe in these five things, or one has to follow these five things. What are those? Number one is declaration, which we call kalima, shahada, that we declare that we believe in only one God, and we believe that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is a messenger of God, right? I always say this is very similar to what all the prophets taught. In the Bible, it is also written that this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the true God, and whom thou hast sent. Who was sent? Jesus, peace be upon him, was sent. And the messenger is one who is sent. So in every time when God sends a prophet, God Almighty teaches the same thing. Believe in one God and one God alone. And the second aspect is belief, or accepting the messenger. So this is the first and foremost condition of becoming a Muslim, right? That you make this declaration. Number two, the second thing is salat, or prayers, right? The obligatory prayers that we offer at the mosque or at our homes, in that method, in that way that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has taught us, right? That is salat, that is prayer, the second pillar of Islam. To be a Muslim, one must try to offer five daily prayers, the obligatory prayers. Number three is fasting. So in the blessed month of Ramadan that comes every year, about, you know, every year it comes, and we are very fortunate that in about 10 or 11 days, we will be entering the blessed month of Ramadan, and the Muslims around the globe will be fasting. This is the third pillar of Islam. So when Prophet is asked, what is Islam, or tell me about Islam, he says, this is a, you know, he explains declaration, prayers, fasting, and then fourth, he says zakat. Zakat is a particular type of charity that is mandatory upon the wealthy people, or people who have accumulated some wealth. Don't have to be wealthy necessarily, but who have accumulated some wealth. It is a type of charity that is incumbent upon them. So that is the fourth thing. Generally, charity is highlighted in Islam very regularly. And the fifth is pilgrimage. So pilgrimage is that we go to Mecca to perform Hajj. Hajj, in English, we often translate to pilgrimage. So these are the five fundamentals, five pillars of Islam. When someone believes in them, when someone accepts them, when someone tries to live by them, there may be shortcomings, there may be weaknesses, but just the fact that they're trying to live by them, one is a Muslim. You cannot take away the title of being a Muslim from a person who believes in these five things. Now, even among Muslims, unfortunately, there are people, there are denominations, there are individual scholars, rather, even, that declare, and it has been going on for centuries, that they declare other Muslims even as disbelievers. They declare them as kafir, which means a disbeliever. However, if they believe in these fundamentals, one believes in this fundamental, you cannot call them a disbeliever. You cannot. Rather, being a Muslim is even the title of being a Muslim. This is the lowest level we are saying. The title of being a Muslim comes to you even at a lower level than this. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at one occasion when a census, it was being conducted in the town of Medina. Now, there was all these different people. Some were very active Muslims who had learned the faith. Some were in the very beginning stages that called themselves Muslim, but were not yet fully understanding the religion. So when, the census was being conducted, the Prophet gave this instruction that whoever says that I am a Muslim, write him for me that he is a Muslim. That was the only condition, that one who says I am a Muslim is therefore a Muslim. You cannot say that you have all these bad habits, so therefore you cannot be a Muslim, right? You do this sin or that sin, or you don't understand this, you don't pray. No, those are different. Those are different matters. You cannot take away the title of being a Muslim. You cannot declare them, announce that they are so and so is a disbeliever when they make this declaration that I am a believer. I am a Muslim. I believe in God Almighty. I believe, accept Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as his messenger. So therefore, that person is a Muslim. You cannot take that away from them. So now there are many Muslims in the world that declare Ahmadi Muslims, our community, as kafirs as well, as disbelievers. And they say that because you believe in a prophet after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, referring to the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, therefore you are kafirs. Therefore you are disbelievers. Now, first of all, it is to understand that whom do we believe in? We believe in the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, as the one that was foretold by Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The entire Muslim Ummah, majority of them, believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told of a reformer to come in the latter days. So whom we believe, that Messiah, that Mahdi, was foretold by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That is the first part to understand. The second part to understand is that to be a Muslim, it does not say that, someone who has this belief cannot be a Muslim. The hadith is very clear that one who makes the declaration that I am a Muslim is a Muslim. One who believes in God, one God, and Muhammad as his messenger is a Muslim. Now, because these are the pillars, this is what is Islam, this is what is universally accepted, these pillars. So anyone who believes in them cannot be declared as a disbeliever. And if you do so, if anyone makes that announcement or proclamation about someone, then they are going themselves against the teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, his coming was foretold by Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. If it was contradictory to the teachings of Islam, the promised Messiah, the Holy Prophet would have mentioned it, that it cannot happen. One who believes, has this belief, cannot be a Muslim or is not a Muslim. But rather he himself told that in the latter days, somebody in the likeness of Jesus, son of Mary, would appear. And in different places, he explained them as different titles. Imam Mahdi, or the guided one, is another, title given to him. So it is important to understand that as Ahmadi Muslims, we believe in the promised Messiah, al-Islam, only and only because Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, told us that this reformer would come in the latter days. Now you look at the Muslim Ummah, the people around the world, they're all waiting for that one to appear. So it is necessary that it is part of our belief that we were awaiting a Messiah and a Mahdi. And one, those who have accepted them now, if you claim that they have accepted a Messiah after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, therefore they are disbelievers, it contradicts the entire teachings of Islam. Anyways, now, because of the growth of our community, because it is a community established by Allah throughout the world, and it's growing, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah throughout the world, naturally, in the Holy Quran, in chapter 48, I believe it is, the last verse, Allah says that when people, see the community of Allah grow, they become filled with rage, right? And they become filled with rage and jealousy. And that is exactly what we are seeing in among all many other Muslim denominations that see the growth of Ahmadiyya Muslim community in the world, and they jump to, changing their own religion. Now, one of the changes, for example, I will say to you, explain to you, is that sometimes I've seen in videos that when a shahada is being taken from somebody, now in another Sunni mosque perhaps, when the shahada is being taken, that is the declaration of faith, when they say La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, or there is only one God, they make that translation very straightforward. Then where it says Muhammadur Rasulullah or Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluhu, both words are there. That's all that means, is that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. But they add their own interpretation to it. And when somebody is accepting Islam, they say that you repeat after me that Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah. Now, this is something that is, something that has been changed, altered, that in becoming a Muslim, instead of just sticking to what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us, they add that part into the translation, not into the actual wording, because that is what the whole world knows what it is. But because many of the converts come from different languages, different backgrounds, without understanding, they're taught this right from the get-go, that this is Islam. When that is an altered version of their understanding of Islam, just because they believe it that way. Again, we're not declaring anybody disbelievers, and we should not, because the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, himself said, one who believes in God and Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger, is a Muslim. One who says I'm a Muslim is a Muslim. So that is straightforward and simple. But this, you see this as dishonesty from other groups, that many other groups, that have added this to their religion, and it is confusing people around the world more and more, and taking them away from the core teachings, the religion, basic foundational teachings of the religion of Islam. So as Ahmadi Muslims and majority of the Muslims around the world, they believe in the five pillars, and anyone who believes in these five pillars, and especially the first part, the declaration that I am a Muslim, that I believe in one God and Muhammad as his messenger, is a Muslim. So this is basically definition of Islam. This, all this extra that has come up, it just came as elaboration. I wanted us to understand that what is it being a Muslim? Being a Muslim is a very basic level of being a Muslim. It doesn't mean that when somebody says that I'm a Muslim, that doesn't mean that they're very high in spiritual rank or anything like that. It just means that they understand that this is the true religion, that there is only one God, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. So as we go further, I will explain this more a little to you. Now, the next stage, the next step, the next question, that is, what is Iman? What is faith? Now, it seems like an ordinary question, but rather, It is a step up from the previous question. Previous question was, what is Islam? So that kind of defines who Muslim is. Muslim is anyone who says, I'm a Muslim, basically. But when you say, what is Iman? So the Muslims, you know, our members of the community as well, they know the term Mu'min. Mu'min. In the Holy Quran, there's a chapter called Al-Mu'min, then there's another chapter called Mu'mineen, right? Which means believers. The chapter is called believers. So Muslim is one title that Allah gives to the religion, people, the followers of the religion of Islam. But then there is a step above from this, that is Iman, Mu'min, that one who has faith in God. Now, I will explain what that is as we get more into the discussion. But when this question is asked to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, by the angel, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, replies that there are six, he replies with the six articles of faith, what we call now articles of faith. What are they? That Iman is, or faith is, that we call them, they are belief in Allah, one God, belief in Allah, belief in the angels of Allah, belief in the books of Allah, belief in the prophets of Allah, the apostles or the messengers or the prophets. Number five, belief in the last day, day of judgment. And number six, belief in decree of Allah. So, I mean, in general terms, we say that, yes, we believe in God, we believe in angels, we believe in, you know, his prophets, his books, and all these things, believe in the day of judgment. But that is just verbal, mere verbal statement that we believe in them. But Allah, what wants us from here is that we move a step up and we understand what these things are. At the first stage, when you call yourself Muslim, a child that is born, he's a Muslim because he's born into a Muslim household. But that is a very basic level. If he remains at that level as he grows up and he becomes an adult, that is a very, very basic level. What Allah wants us is to advance from this level to become a believer, a mu'min. One who understands the fundamentals, understands the basics. Now, in this one, belief in Allah means how God works, how God's attributes are manifested in the world. How do angels work? How do angels, Allah the Almighty uses the angels? Not as we hear in the fairy tales, because again, that is not something that we really understand. It is our concocted or, you know, what we have heard from people, but rather at a much deeper level, what angels are, how they function, how Allah utilizes them, why Allah has created them, and all these things we start to understand. That is when we start to go excel in our faith, excel in our iman. From Muslim, we start to become a mu'min. That is a level, as I said, one level above. Now, before I go further into this, same thing, it applies to the books of Allah, the revelation, how it comes, and all these different things. There are many Muslims that are Muslims, but because of their lack of learning or lack of exercise in spirituality and different things, they tend to remain at the first level, but never move to the second level, that where they understand these core beliefs, that what it means to believe in God, what it means to believe in angels, what it means to believe in revelation or books of God Almighty. Right? Or even belief in the last day of judgment, what does it mean? Right? Belief in the decree of Allah. Now there are people out there that believe in destiny, that everything is written by God Almighty, and it's like a script. So regardless of what you and I do, everything is already written. Our will doesn't matter. We don't have free will. In their imagination, this is the meaning of it. But rather, it has much more deeper meanings, that it is again, if I go into it, it is a very lengthy topic. But decree of Allah, or destiny, that as sometimes it is also referred, it is the laws that God Almighty has created that govern, that run this universe that we exist in, right? If you do good, then you would have good consequences. If you do something bad, you'd have bad consequences. This is decree of Allah in a very short and simple form. Of course, there is much more to understand about it. But this is what the higher level of faith is. That this is not you just making this declaration, or you going and praying just because you've been, you know, your salat, just because you've seen others do it, or this is how you learn. No, but rather you understand these beliefs. That is the higher level. In chapter 49, verse 15 of the Holy Quran, it is mentioned that Allah says, the Arabs of the desert say, the people, the Arabs of the desert say, we believe. Allah says to the Prophet, say, you to them basically, you have not believed, but rather say, we have accepted Islam. This is important to understand. Allah is telling those people rather here, not Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah is telling them directly that don't say that I have become a believer. I have become a mu'min. I am at the stage where iman, I have faith. That is a higher level. You have not acquired that yet. Allah says, you say that I have accepted Islam. I am a Muslim. I submit to God. Basically, the basic, that's the definition of Islam, right? To submit to the will of God. But the title, you are a Muslim. You're not a mu'min yet. Mu'min is a much higher rank than that. And that is what Allah the Almighty is saying, that the Arabs of the desert say, we believe. Say you have not believed yet, but rather say we have accepted Islam, for the true belief has not yet entered in your hearts. This is what God Almighty is telling these people who claim to believe in Islam, who claim to have faith. Allah says, don't say we have faith, because that is a much higher degree. You have not reached that level yet. Just say that we are Muslims. And then Allah, right in the you know, continues in the same verse, basically giving them the guidance that how can you reach that level. Allah says, follow my teachings, follow Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You can become believers through that. You can become reach that higher level beyond being just a Muslim. So this is important to understand the distinction between the two levels, that being a Muslim is a very basic level. And one who says I'm a Muslim is a Muslim. Simple as that. You cannot take that title away from them. What comes after that is that you, because of being sincere, because of following the Holy Quran, because of following Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his example, you reach the higher level, that is, you develop faith. You start to understand things, that how religion works, how God works, how his angels work, how his books are revealed, all these different things. Yeah, just to understand these few things that I've explained, to simplify it, you can take an example of electricity. Electricity, we all use it. We all ordinary people, we have, by the grace of God, you know, electricity in our homes. We click the button and the light comes on. We, you know, with one click, we turn it off. We use computers, we use, you know, fans and lamps and ACs and all these different things, computers and whatnot, we charge our phones. We know what electricity is. This is the basic level, that is, like, for example, saying that I am a Muslim. You understand, you utilize it, you know it, but that is it. You don't understand how it works. Just because you use electricity every day, you know how to turn off the lights, turn on the lights, where the fuse is, where the breaker is, and all these different things, it does not make you an electrician, even though you're using electricity all day long. The next step to this would be, you become an electrician. Now, you don't just use electricity, but you rather know how it functions, how it works. This is, in a way, in a very simplified way, what a Muslim is. That you have accepted God Almighty, you have accepted the religion that God wants you to accept, but yet there is work to do to become, you know, that level where one, for example, one would say that I understand how things work. And Allah wants us to advance from Muslim, level of a Muslim. Again, everyone is a Muslim, one who says I'm a Muslim. One could be much higher in rank and one really low in rank, but Muslim in itself does not guarantee a higher rank. One just who claims I'm a Muslim and never comes to prayer, never offers his prayers, never gives charity, could still be a Muslim, just not a very one who, not someone who practices their faith properly. So that is still a Muslim, but just very low in their level. But a believer is higher because he understands how certain things in the faith work, how God Almighty, his attributes, they are exhibited day to day all around him. This is the higher level. This is the level, not just a user of electricity, but rather an electrician, that he understands how things function. Now, this is not where it ends either. The hadith goes further. The narration goes further. Then the next question the angel asks Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he says, what is ihsan? Ihsan. The translation of the word ihsan is to do good or doing good. What is goodness or what is doing good? That is what he asks. What is ihsan? Now, the answer that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gives, he says, it means that you should worship God as though you saw him or as though you see him. For he sees you, though you do not see him. But in different narrations, these wordings have been explained differently. For example, in one narration, it is explained that ihsan is that when you worship God, when you offer your prayers, it is as if you're seeing God right in front of you. This is ihsan. This is the higher level of ihsan, that you, when you worship, you're not just doing it out, you know, without recognizing, without realizing what you're doing, but rather you see God with your eyes. And, you know, you're spiritually speaking, you see God, you know that God is in front of you and you're worshiping. Then if you cannot attain that level of ihsan, there's a lower level, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, explains as well. He says that that is that you know that God Almighty is seeing you. For example, if you have not acquired that level of faith, that spirituality, but then at least you have acquired that level of faith, that you know that God Almighty is watching you when you worship or when you do anything. Now, this is the third stage explained in this hadith. The first is where you are just called a Muslim, right? Which is the most basic level. Anyone can be a Muslim when they just declare that I'm a Muslim. Above that is mu'min or iman, one who has iman, one who has faith. Iman is, in English, it would be spelled I-M-A-N. Iman, right? Sometimes people confuse the word iman and imam. So one who leads prayers, like myself or any of the missionaries, for example, we are imam, I-M-A-M. It's a different word. The word that is described here is iman, I-M-A-N. It means faith. It means belief, right? So this is a little higher level of being a Muslim. That here, Allah the Almighty says that just because you are a Muslim doesn't mean you're a believer. It doesn't mean you have faith. Faith is a higher level. You have to work towards it and you understand how things work. And then above it is ihsan, that is goodness, that is reaching a certain level where God Almighty, you're able to experience God, see God. Or if not that level, then at least you sense God's presence all around you. This is the higher level of faith that Allah the Almighty demands from us, desires for us. This is what Allah wants us to become like. This is what a true believer is supposed to be like. As I said, these are different grades. You could be a Muslim even when you're not practicing. That is not a good thing. That doesn't give you any bonus points on the day of judgment if you were, you know, if you're a Muslim, but then you're not acting upon the religious teaching and you're doing all these other vices and sins. No, but that is something that you are. Nobody can take that title away from you. But mu'min, or having iman, having faith, is a higher level. And then above that is ihsan. I gave you the example of electricity, that we're all users of electricity. But that does not make us electricians, right? For an electrician, you have to understand how things work. That would be the level of belief. We know how Allah, how His angels, and how His revelation works. The level above now, ihsan. This is like, if you're to understand it in that same electricity terms, it would be as if becoming a scientist. You do not just understand how things work, but rather you're able to harness, you know, different sources of energy to create electricity. You're able to harness wind to create electricity, or water, or hydro plants and whatnot. This is something that an electrician cannot do. Electrician knows how things work, but this is beyond him, that how his creative mind comes in to understand those things and, you know, to experience those things and create those things for others, or basically become a guide and light for others. This is much higher level. And of course, a scientist is a user of electricity, and he understands electricity in him, you know, in his capacity as well. One who studies, of course, studied in this field, right? Electricity. So this is something that we can understand faith as well, that this very simple hadith, these fundamentals that Allah explains, or sorry, rather Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, explains in this hadith, these are not just fundamentals, but these are fundamentals, but they're also our, you know, steps or grades that if we want to move forward, we cannot be content just by calling ourselves Muslims. After being a Muslim, becoming a Muslim, or growing up as a Muslim, you have to advance to the next level. That is becoming a true believer, having iman, having faith. And then even beyond that is becoming muhsin, as it is referred in the Holy Quran. That is the definition of the word ihsan, goodness, doing good. That is when you are seeing God, when you are experiencing God, when you feel God's presence all around you. Now, even after that, this level, there, you know, even after reaching this point, you can see right in this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentions two levels within this. One where you see God, where you experience God. And then one is that you feel his presence all around you. That is a lower one. The higher is that you see God, you experience God in your every single day affairs, right? So even within this, there are different levels, perhaps not mentioned necessarily in this narration or tradition, but there is another very well-known tradition which is often quoted, where Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that when someone moves closer to Allah the Almighty and becomes, you know, tries to adopt those teachings that God Almighty wants us to adopt, Allah says that, you know, I become his hands, that person, I become his hands with which he grasps, I become his feet with which he walks, and, you know, like basically, I become his tongue with which he speaks. This is higher, much, much higher level of faith. So again, becoming a Muslim, alhamdulillah, we are grateful to God Almighty to have given us this opportunity to become Muslims. But just with the title alone, one should not be content. We need to move forward. We need to advance our faith. We need to continue moving towards God Almighty if we want to achieve what we have been created to achieve. If we want to recognize God Almighty, then we have to strive. This is our time. This life is our time. If we use this to develop those capabilities that help us recognize God, then in the next life as well, we will be able to see God in a very clear way. Right? Allah says in the Holy Quran that one who is blind in this world is blind in the next. Right? So we have to sharpen our senses in this world. We have to strive. We have to work hard. We have to move along what Allah Almighty desires from us, God Almighty desires from us, and not just be content with title alone. Once we start to act upon these teachings, once we start to think about God, once we start to worship God with consciousness, with thinking, while thinking about God, that is when we move forward. That is when we advance in our faith. So I hope and pray. Again, there is a few other points in this hadith as well, regarding the Day of Judgment and other things. But I think based on the topic that I wanted to discuss today, this was the most important part that I wanted to touch upon. The Day of Judgment, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says that no one knows when it is going to come. Prophet himself says that I do not know, and even the angels of Allah do not know. Only God Almighty knows when the Day of Judgment is going to come. Then the angel asks that, what are the signs of the Day of Judgment? One sign, he says, is that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, is that maid servant gives birth to her master. So that is, I mean, again, many interpretations, it refers to different forms of slavery taking place in the world. It talks about, it can be referring to, rise of adultery and fornication in the world. And in some narrations, in some commentaries, it is also mentioned that it could be speaking about how children treat their parents with disrespect and disobedience, that now the children that are born are becoming the masters, so to speak, that they disrespect their parents completely, and they're becoming like the masters of their own parents, right? So all these different interpretations are there. And the other one is very interesting. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, he says that you should see barefooted, naked, poor men and shepherds exalting themselves in buildings. He's referring to the Arabs here, the shepherds, the people of Arabia. They were, you know, the way he describes them, he describes those people that they were very poor and backward people, shepherds and whatnot. But then he gave this in a warning, rather, to say that these same people that you see this way today, they will be fighting, they will be competing, exalting themselves in constructing taller and taller and taller buildings. So even today, but if you went 15, 20 years ago, you would see that how in the Middle East, in the Arab countries, one country would build a building, would construct a building before it's even finished, which is supposed to be the tallest in the world. Another country would announce that they're building a taller building than the one that was under construction in another country. And this would go on. And that is how we have the Burj Khalifa, the I think one of the tallest, or it is still the tallest perhaps in the world. But this is that prophecy that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spoke about 1400 years ago. So again, there is much more to look into each and every point. But as I said, my focus, I wanted to focus upon the first three things: Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Islam is basically just being a Muslim. Iman means belief, right? Becoming a mu'min, becoming a believer, which is a higher level. And then Ihsan, where you experience God yourself. So these were just some things that we should always keep in mind and always remember that what God demands from us, desires from us, we should not be content just by calling ourselves Muslims, but rather we should continue to try and advance our faith, our belief, and that is what will move us closer to God Almighty. That is what will help us recognize God, experience God in this very life, God willing, inshallah. So Jazakallah to all of you. Thank you all of you for being here, for being part of the class today. If you have any questions, you can always message me or Maulana Forsan. Always like to take up topics that our guests, our members share. So please feel free to send any message in regards to any topic that you would like covered, or even if regarding something what I have explained today, or you know, one of us have explained in the previous sessions, please feel free to reach out so that we can discuss those inshallah points. So may Allah be with you all, may Allah help us all, may Allah guide us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.